Tonight's shir, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Se'if Beis. Me Rosh Chodesh Ad HaTaynis Mema'atim V'masa U'matan U'abinyan Shal Simcha. From Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, you have to minimize your business dealings, minimize construction projects of Simcha. What's that? Kigon Beis Chasnas L'Beno. You're building an addition on a room for your son, or a separate in building itself, a house for your son, if you get married to live in. Or binyan shel tzir v'kir, or perhaps you're doing some decorating in the house with carvings and pictures. Ubenetia shel simcha, or landscaping for simcha, kagon abarnaki shel malachim. They had this tree for the kings, shenoitin letzel, histoifes letziloi. You had planted for this luxurious shade to sit in the shade. Omini hadas, umini aholim, or maybe hadas, or types of aholim. Now, it could be, without the nikud, you'll read it, you're putting up some tents, but I think it means a plant, like aloe and others that I believe that's what's referring to. But I didn't check, you know, the English translation, the Mishnah Berurah is what they did. I'm assuming it's referring to plants.
So they always translate.
Like Avarnaki and Hadas. It's talking about like a plant, like the aloe. Vimhoya kaslo noita lipol. Now, if he had a wall, and this wall was precariously leaning to fall, afal pi shushal simcha, even though the wall itself is there for simcha, muta liv nois, you could take care of it. You don't want it to collapse. Well, it's seiruch mitzvah kol shari. To build for a mitzvah is for sure permitted. V'ein noisim noshim v'ein oisin sudas erisin. In addition, we don't have nisuin, and we don't make a su'uda by erisin. Avalei aris below su'uda muta, but to actually get married without the su'uda, the kedushin without the su'uda is permitted. V'afila b'tisha b'av atzmo muta le'aris. Even in tisha b'av itself, a person can mekadesh an isha. Shalei yakad benu acher, that no one else should marry her first. The Ma says, "V'noagin lahachmir, our minig is to be strict. Shein nosim mishivasa b'tamuz ve'elach. We don't get married from mishivasa b'tamuz. Arachat tishva kleiyish. The Shulchan Aruch is only discussing from Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nidalf. The first thing Shulchan Aruch says is that we minimize our business dealings. Again, we began the simin mishenichnas av matan b'simcha." And if you have a court case, you should get out of the court case. The next thing he says is we try to minimize our transactions. Sifkan Yeralf, Mematim Masur Matan. So Mishnah Berurah says, Zemachleikis, what exactly does this mean? Yesh min ha-poiskim desfir luhu, the poiskim who hold, dehainu shlo yisa b'masa u'matan shal simcha. That this is only referring to transactions and business dealings that have to do with simcha. Kagon, for instance, liknos klei kesef, to purchase silver pieces, or tzorche chupa, or things for a chupa, kedomer, or similar. Avos stam masu matan tzorche lamad klal, but stam business, you don't have to stop. It almost makes it sound like this is for luxuries. If you do business selling jewelry, so that's what you don't do during the 9 days. But regular business dealings, whether it's for food, whether it's for animals, transportation, construction, that's not included.
That's your business. You can sell, just people shouldn't buy.
Oh, so if you look at Shartzian writes, in Sifron Yud, Umisha noisiv and noisim bekeilim keilim, this is your job. Your panosa is to sell jewelry. Eino shori raklim kolakim. So you're not going to close your shop, but you have to sell to goyim. In other words, it's referring to the buyer, exactly like Stuart's saying, but the one who's in business for it, for him, so he'll have to sell to goyim. That's true. Va'afa hasir sur eino kedai sheyisa osam for hesed be'ir, and even a broker really shouldn't be doing this publicly in the city. The simcha hu l'ruan, because it is, I guess, a simchadik thing for those who see, though for he himself, this is work, not simcha. In any event, the referring to the purchaser, we have to hold back on purchases that are luxuries, that are pleasure purchases, or disposable income purchases. We stay away from that. But stam asum matan, it's not to my, I have to go to the grocery store. There's no shiloh. And, you know, if I need something, I can get it.
So they just read the mechaber like it's a couple of commas. Masum matan and binyan shel simcha.
It's the same concept, yeah.
It looks like it's one sentence.
Yeah. The yesh desfir lehu, now there are those who say different. The kol masu matan sorach lamad beis hazos, during these days, all business dealings should be minimized. Therefore, you can work only what you need to survive to Firipanosa. And that's also implied in Tafkuf Nadalad. You should minimize all your business dealings. Unless it's a special sale or a trade show, we said, that could be considered a davar aved, and then it's of course permitted. Will be cheaper than waiting till after the 9 days. Today, with all of this, we say it's all kedei panasa. This is our panasa, and therefore we don't minimize. But again, if it's coming to as far as making a purchase that we don't need to purchase right now, we talk a hold off with that. He takes a note, by the way, in Yud Alf and Shart Sion. He says, "Behina yesh mekomos." They basically closed up all the shops. There are places that just closed up entirely for the 9 days. Such a chum is not the halacha at all. We have a machlekes. First shita says masu matan shal simcha. Second shita says even any masu matan just do kedei parnasaso. But no one says close your shops. Maybe these places that closed their shops felt it was some kind of defense. And therefore, if you want to do business in that place, you'll have to matan eder. A place that have a minig to minimize business in general. They don't close the shops, just minimize. The second shita. That you can't be matar. Because that's a shita in the poskim. Their avos accepted that view. So when it's something that's a chumma beyond the halacha, you're matan eder. But if it's the halacha, there's no matan eder. You can't matan eder such a thing.
And here you would say the same thing about vacation days. Someone doesn't have to.
No, of course not. You're not going to have vacation days during this time. No. Nope.
We'll see, is it because we don't want simcha? We're worried that something bad's going to happen?
It's because the time is dealing. It's an availistic time. So, you know, no one says it straight out. In Hilchos Avelos, and Ova can't do Melocha. Right? So it's a Shan Tisha B'Av itself, in the height of the Avelos Tisha B'Av, if it's Mutter to do Melocha or not. So I think that's how I look at it. So the Masu Matan, the question is do you read it Shal Simcha or Masu Matan by itself, at least a minimum, just the bare necessity. But again, if it's a davar aved, it's mutter. So if I'm going to make this purchase and the sale is now, that's a heter to make the purchase now, a piece of furniture, things like that. Sifkan yud beis, or binyan shel simcha, or a construction project that's simchadik. Voidin kol binyan, chain sarach lo dirasa. This really means any building project that's not for my dwelling. Raksha oisekein laharvacha ba'alma, I'm doing it to expand. Aser, that you can't do during 9 days. Let's say you hired the guy before Rosh Chodesh and he's a contractor. Then it's mutter b'koil, it's all okay. If I feel a tishba b'atzer, even a tishba itself. Because the guy works on his own. It's not because you instructed him to do it. For who I did, it's not like you told him to do this on this day. For who I did, similarly, if you hired a guy to do a job to beautify the house, Mutulitzai, every time he could do that as well. So whether he's doing an addition, whether he's painting, wallpapering, anything like that, as long as he made up in advance, so the halacha is mutter. However, Im Yachal, the Faisab of Muachi Hampton, if you could spend a little money to tell him to, you know, maybe just take off now and wait at Acha Tisha B'Av, Talev Tisha B'Av, Tavola Brocha. So he should be blessed. Now it comes to a shul, there's no problem because it's missing the ram. So this is a shul that comes up every year. We have different projects in the house. And we try to get it done before the 9 days. And so we try to get it done before Shavuot Shachalba. And the halacha is that lemaisa, if you did hire them and pay them for the job and it's late in getting done, the halacha is it's okay. If you can get them to pause and come back afterwards, you should, but usually it's not going to happen because most of the time they'll get another job, and until they're available again, you don't know when's going to get back to you. So we usually don't do that. If something needs to be repaired, that's fine. That's like the wall that's falling. We're only discussing here additions, decorations, but as far as repairs, repairing something which is broken and it has to be fixed, that's not going into this at all. and that would be permitted.
So he asks the guy to come back tomorrow and cut the grass. He shows up in Tisha B'Av.
Not great. But, you know, this is a B'chala question, if that's called Simcha. I'm not sure it's called Simcha, among the law and B'chala during the 9 days. Sifkan Yugimel, no telly pro, if the wall is falling, if the wall is falling, of course you fix it. Even if we're not discussing a sakana, perhaps this wall is in the yard, so you can close up the yard, no one should go in there. But there's a question of a financial loss. If it falls, you'll have more damage. You'll break the wall, you'll have more damage. You can still build. Even though it's been in Shal Simcha, you're not doing it for Simcha. You're doing it because of the loss, and to avoid a loss is permitted. The same way you shouldn't do the shopping for pleasure of shopping, but if it's to prevent the loss, you can. So you shouldn't be doing the building to prevent the loss, you can.
And the way people fix things by saying, if I already have to fix it, let me make it bigger and better and nicer.
No, fixing is fixing. Expanding is expanding. Not the same. If repairing a roof or replacing a roof, I think is talking about simcha. Makes sense. It's not expanding. It's not an expanding thing. Sifkan yudat ulzarech mitzvah. Now for a mitzvah, there's no problem. Gonche ein lo isha ubanim ve'ein lo beis chasnos. If a person isn't married and he wants to get married and he doesn't have a house to get married, because the Mishnah says you're first boyin a bayis and then you're nice at isha. You have to have a house. So you can build the house. Because really, make halacha, you can even get married. You should call the minig not to get married. Because it's not a good simon. It's not a good time. It's not the time of year, the 9 days, is not auspicious. So therefore, he can prepare the house. He can get the clothing he needs to get married right after Tisha B'Av. Al Misha Kiyam Piraviravya, but if a person was already married and already had children, then it's also because then it's not Lesarech Mitzvah anymore and he wouldn't be able to. Sifkan Tesvav, Ve'ein no sim, and we don't get married, Hainu Afila below Suda, even without the Suda. Dibi Nisuan Bavad, Ika Simcha, there's Simcha on the Nisuan. Well, the Hachzi Grishasim in a Nisuan, but if you're remarrying the woman who was divorced and you had been married her with Nisuan, after the shari, perhaps it's mutter. We said again that perhaps the Mishnah Berurah means he held this way. And this is again the shayla that we mentioned earlier by Chol HaMoed. If it's grushasa min ha'erisin, pataka b'yasa, because that's a real simcha. But if it's grushasa min ha'nisuin, it's not such a simcha.
Would he cancel out Sheva Brachos?
I'm sorry?
Would the 9 days cancel out Sheva Brachos?
If someone got married before Rosh Chodesh, Sfaradi, no, that's Sheva Brachos, the 9 days, sure. Same what we do during, you know, after we get married for Tisha B'Av, but Thomas, you have Shabbat Bachas during the 3 weeks. Sifkan Tezayin, Avala Ares V'chulu, but to actually get married, the Kiddushin is permitted. The Erisin below Sa'uda like a Simcha Kol Kach. To Mekadosh and Isha without the Sa'uda is not such a Simcha. V'koshkein the Mutl Hiskasha B'Ksivas Tenoim. And certainly you can have a Vort and write a Tenoim. U'mikomokam Sa'uda Asur Lasas Afba Ofen Zeh. But you shouldn't make a seuda by the tanoim, even without dancing and circles. The mechalik a rikud is by yourself, mechalos with a group. Even on Shabbos, you don't make a seuda for the engagement. However, you want to put out some cake, but you do the tanoim, that's not a seuda. You don't dance alone or in a group from Shiva Sabbatamas on. I feel the blayers and even without Arison. The halacha is that people can get engaged during the 9 days, and you can have even Al-Chaim, even though generally people avoid Shavuot Shachabo. If they ask me, I'm trying to avoid Shavuot Shachabo from having any kind of party. But halacha says you can put out cake by a tanoim, and that's not a problem. He says, we don't dance. And our meaning is, we're not going to dance from Shiras Batalmas. The fascinating thing is, everyone knows that we do not listen to music during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days. Yet you won't find the halacha. There's no such halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you can't listen to music. The halacha is that you don't get married. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't dance. And extrapolating from that is we don't listen to music. The no music is a byproduct of this halacha of not dancing. And this is where the poskim have a lengthy discussion. Mamash goes on with a full page of notes here about distinctions. Live music is for sure usher, and what about recorded music? And that's a machlokes. Because a poskim is the recording device considered an instrument, and therefore it's no different than a live band. Or is a recording device, and it's not the same as a live band. And then the question is a cappella. And then there's a question, is it a choir? Is it just one person? And there's different sheets in the poskim about all these things. And it seems clear to me, and I've seen many articles supporting this, that what has become this whole trend in Jewish music to have groups of singers singing and imitating instruments and banging and using electronic means to modulate voices and to create all kinds of different sounds is awesome. The fact that there's no guitar and drums and piano is not the point here. You are creating the effect of a band. That's awesome. A choir singing is mutter. A choir to sing is mutter. That's what they're doing. That's okay. And they discuss taka choir singing and what kinds of songs do you sing, and then the Avela songs and the Shalayim songs and all the camps, the summer camps, they make on, they sing, they have a kumsitz. And the person says, that's okay. You know, there are those who argue with that too, but Lamaisa will make with that. And if you have a recording of that, I don't think that's a problem. I don't think that, but when they start the next level of a cappella, I don't think that was what they were talking about. And then B'chai, you have this issue. Can't we go 3 weeks without music? You know, so many parents come to me, why do my kids have to listen to this stuff? But it also brought me, it says on the line, mutter l'kola. But there's no such thing mutter l'kola poskim. You know, that's not, it's not kola poskim. There are poskim who might say it's mutter, but it's not, certainly not kola poskim. It used to be, once upon a time, you went into the Jewish store 3 weeks, there was no music playing. Today, everyone's got the tapes on the choir scene. Okay.
That's you that takes it off the whole button during the 3 weeks.
But they don't put the choir?
I don't think so.
They don't have a band.
I know the regular singing, I know.
Sivkan Yudzayin, Shloye Kadmenu Acher, the allowance to get married, even on Tisha B'Av, is permitted, Shem Yekdemenu Acher. What's the law meaning to say? After Eris and Gamkin Yish Simcha Kitsas, Lamaisa, Haryat Makadesh's lead, there's also a little Simcha. Vahayelonu Le'esar Kaponim B'Tisha B'Av. So Chayra Aser on Tisha B'Av. Lezer Amar, that's what he's saying, the Mutter. No, it's okay. Mitam Shleikad Menu Acher, we don't want anyone else to chaper right. Sifkon Yuches, Finohagen Lahach Mesha'ein Nosim, the meaning is to be Machmir, that we don't do our Moses, we don't get married from Shiva Sabbatamas. Have you ever eaten with someone who's never married before? It happens to be the Sfarish of Poskim Shrai Chai V'Kayim. That's Geferlach, Mevat L'Mitzvah Sasei. How can you do this? They should get married up until Rosh Chodesh. In Chumat HaBachum, Gvas, V'Maisa, the Asa, and getting married. Shiva Asbatan. Okay. That's our minik. And again, the whole reason is it's Loma Sani Milsa. It's because it's not a Din Avelos. The Avelistic halacha, you know, we don't get haircuts. That's about it. Because the true Aves halachas are not the washing the clothing and stuff like that. That's Rosh Chodesh. So this is more like, from the things we do for Shiras Batalmas, are very limited. It's chasnas, it's music, it's getting haircuts. And it's mashbar, it's like a lo masamim milsas. It's not a good time to get married. So because of that, you're not going to get married. I mean, it's a mitzvah to get married. Lamaisa, right. That's all I'm going to get married.
So, for the Sfardim, why after Rosh Chodesh?
That's the very Mishnichnas Av state. That the Mamat Besimcha, you start Hechaz Avelis or certain things.
That's the Rabbanon. How does that push off?
So during that time, we're not going to get married. You know, it's like a Shavuot Tasa.
Doesn't say Ein Nois in that Mishnah? Right after Mamat Besimcha, is that whatever it is?
Yeah, but it's probably Shavuot Tasa. I don't know if it's so much from a Shredish.
It doesn't sound like it's a Din Mamat Besimcha. I mean, I believe that he's saying
Sam and Milsa. No, he's saying Shivas Batamus. From Shivas Batamus, there's no Dinam Adam
Simcha. Oh, you're saying.
Where's our meaning come from? I'm saying. Where's our meaning come from Shivas Batamus to get married? From Mishnechas Avim Adam Simcha. But what's doing Shivas Batamus?
That's a
Sardish
thing more than
Ashkenaz. That's the Maisa Pshan.
So in Elam Galchan, there's a whole discussion about Shem Yekad Menachir. What are we worried about? These guys are ready to get married. If so, if it's a day later, 2 days later, someone's going to come in and grab this girl. What's see us here? What's the concern?
Yeah. So remember, the marriages may have been arranged. It's not necessarily a courtship that went on for months. And the father made a deal with the other father, and someone came with a better deal. So okay, forget you. We'll go with them. You know, it was much more, I think, an arrangement or a transaction than between the parents than it was. You know how shadchanis in those days were. The halacha shadchanis was that the shadchan would twist the arms of both parents to give as much money as possible to the young couple, and he took a percentage. That was shadchanis. It was a percentage of how much money he can wheedle out of the mechutonim to give the kids. And that's what he was paid. That was his fee. A different concept of why we do things today. Sivkon yutesh, she'ein no sim. So our minig is not to get married to Shiva Sabatamos. Al be'erusin enoagin hachlamais. There's no meaning to machmen the kedushin itself. Vafila sudas erusin with us. So you make a sudas erusin before Rosh Chodesh Av. Now again, we don't separate the erusin from the kedushin, so it's not relevant to us. But in the time when they did, they there have this chiluk. Now I want to put you back to Ber Halacha. Fascinating Ber Halacha. Maybe Rosh Chodesh Adatainis. The Shulchan Aruch begins that from Rosh Chodesh Adatainis we're mema'et. B'masa u'matan u'bidin shal simcha. And the Be'er Halacha quotes, Ne'er Shchoyish Aratanis, V'efshar, T'yesh l'hachmir, B'shivas u'betamos, V'asor b'teves, K'mo me'er Shchoyish Aratanis. That perhaps we should be machmir on Shivas u'betamos and asor b'teves, the same way we're machmir from a Shchoyish until the Tainis. That means the dinim of the 9 days should be applied to Shivas Sabbatamos and Asar B'Tevis. And this, therefore, is telling me that just like during the 9 days I don't get haircuts, I can't get a haircut Shivas Sabbatamos or Asar B'Tevis. So Shivas Sabbatamos not getting haircut. Anyway, Asar B'Tevis. This is telling me that I can't do laundry during the 9 days, that I can't do laundry on Shivas Sabbatamos or Asar B'Tevis. He's saying, after Yesh L'Hachmer K'marash Chara Tainas. And he's quoting Pima Godim. Pima Godim is quoting Eli Rabba. It says Eli Rabba, Pima Godim. Eli Rabba is quoting Pima Godim. Is quoting Eli Rabba. This is Shtikl Pella. You don't find this in other areas of halacha. And why should there be such a halacha? You know, say because of these Tanaisim were for the Churban, and therefore it should have a special chaymer of 9 days dik halacha. If you look in the Eli Rabba in the end of Taf Kif Nun, he's talking about the halacha that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we don't move it back to Thursday, we move it to Sunday. And he says, V'efshur, the Huadin, Shiva Sabbatamos, and Asar B'Teves, if it would come out on Shabbos, gets pushed off to Sunday. We treat Shiva Sabbatamos and Asar B'Teves the same way. And that's the exact words that's quoted in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, a few lines later, and the Marsham in Das Torah points out that it's a mistake. L'chora, the line in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph is out of place. It's just a repeat of the line from Tav Kuf Nun and shouldn't be there. And therefore, there's no source for this halacha that you treat l'halacha like the 9 days, this the dinim of the tainus of Shivas Sabbatamos and B'Teves, that Eli Rabba was saying in the Tav Kuf Nun in the context of Nidche from Shabbos to Sunday to treat it the same way as Tisha B'Av Nidcha, but not in this context, the way it's brought over here in Be'er Halacha. Be'er Halacha is just quoting the way he saw it in Pima Godim. Pima Godim is quoting the Eli Rabba, but Lamaisa, the Marsham points out, L'chor, it's a Tarsa Defus, and there is no such halacha, practically speaking.